Yes, the world famous Phil Hendry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California with your host, Phil Hendry. Tonight, he'll also have on Father James McWhorters and David G. Hall, Vice President of all things of the podcast.
He's the Vice President of Syndication and...
Now he owns a piece of the company.
Yes he does. I have the majority stake, though.
Yeah, we got it.
Anyway, welcome to our world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And
tell them about the Dickie Davis.
I'm gonna, Margaret. God almighty.
Give a break, Margaret.
All right. I did the Nicky Davis podcast, Sex, Drugs, and Skincare. It dropped this morning at 3 a.m. on YouTube. Go watch it. I haven't seen it yet. I'm going to watch it after I do the show here, because I'm doing the show actually last night. So maybe we'll have a...
You want to stay up until 3 a.m. and have a listen party?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I do.
Mm-hmm. Sounds good. What's Frank doing?
Nothing.
So we'll stay up. We'll listen to it. Had a lot of fun. Nikki's fantastic, and her man Sandro, great guy. Then we went and got sushi. I got a brand new favorite sushi joint, which is right there in West Hollywood. So listen to it, watch it. I had a good time, talked about everything, and yes, skincare, which I don't know anything about, and health, like gut health, which I got to tell Jackie, because they brought up something that she brought up to me 3 days ago, and I thought she was nuts.
Yeah. Way to call it the wrong way, Mr. Hendry.
Thank you. On the program here tonight, we'll bring David G. Hall on the line first and foremost here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show to talk with us about... Is he in a bathtub?
Yeah, Mr. Hall is taking the tub.
Well, don't blame Bud. I decided at the last minute, this has been a very pressure-packed day. I wanted to go ahead and take a tub. I'm sorry I snorted.
What did you do? What'd you do?
I went like this. I went... You didn't hear that?
No, I did not hear that. It's probably better that...
All right, I'm sorry I brought it up. Yes, I am in a tub. You know, I need this bit of relaxation. Go ahead, Billy, hit that. Hey, all right.
Hey, can I ask you something? All you guys have men in there with you?
Turn it off. Turn it off. What'd you say?
Do all you people in there in the bathrooms, you have guys that are attending to you?
What about it?
I don't know.
That's like, you know, they do that at men's clubs. Oh, wow. What do you think? He's my boy?
No, I just, Elcott's got all of his novitiates. They're all male. Every time somebody's in a bathtub, he's asking some guy to get him a...
Well, that isn't exactly true, because I know Bobby. Well, she's asking a man, yes.
Okay, Bobby. Has Frank ever...
I think Frank has asked for a towel from Margaret.
No, he hasn't. I've never been in the room when he's taking his tub. In fact, I don't know Frank to take a tub.
Well, all right, so I'm taking a tub. Is there some kind of a... You got a problem with this, Phil?
Yeah, I do, because I don't like it when I'm talking to people in a bathtub. There's too much echo, and there's a distraction because you guys are soaping up.
Oh, boy. Are you ready for that?
What?
Are you ready for that?
Come on, Phil.
How about that?
What? What did I say?
Didn't talk about soap up.
You talked about the soap up.
Yeah.
What's the soap up?
What's the soap up? What's the soap up? You asked me what the soap up is.
Yeah, what is the soap up?
It's when you take the soap and you work up a good lather and you're going, yeah, Jesus. See, he laughs, and even as he is teetering on the edge of disaster, he laughs.
What's going on, man?
Here's what's going on. I'm getting a lot of complaints from people who are saying, quite frankly, Phil, that the Elcott The Next Step interviews are offending their sensibilities religiously.
Well, you got to be kidding.
No, I'm not. And that's because I think a lot of these people are, I think a lot of them, quite frankly, Phil, are very devoted. They're devoted Bible readers. And I think they read into this some kind of an apocalyptic thing.
All right, so when you say these people are worried about the end of the world.
Yes, they are. And they believe that this guy Elcott is one of these false prophets who's standing there and saying, yeah, I'm expelling gas. I don't know, Phil. This is something that...
All right, we have Father James McWhorters.
Yeah, we do have mine, too.
Father James McWhorters is going to join us from Belmar Academy now to give us a little bit... Are you at Belmar, or where are you?
No, Phil, I'm here in the Belmar gym. I am at the Belmar Academy, but I'm in the gymnasium.
You're in the gymnasium?
Yes, I am, and lifting a few weights and trying to get out a lot of the pressure that I've been under here over the last 24 to 48 hours, because I was the one that informed David Hall.
Father McWhorters called me up this morning about a 9:30 and said he was getting all kinds of heat on this Elcott The Next Step.
What's going on, Father?
Well,
I've got a lot of people who are very devoutly religious and feel that we're in the end times, Phil. And they feel that this Elkhart, the next step, is one of these end time type prophets who will come on and say, it's the end of the world, follow me. This, and they are feeling put out. Some of them are, as they said to me, a little bit creeped out by this Elkhart, the next step.
So, and I'm getting the same thing, Phil, from not only some of your listeners, but from advertisers.
I find it very, very curious and very coincidental that you, Father McQuarters, and you, David G. Hall, are getting the same complaints on the same day.
Oh, boy. What do you say, Phil? You're calling me a liar?
No, but I'm just... When did this start, David?
It started the day after... No, on the very day that you did the most recent Elkhart tub, whenever that was.
That was yesterday.
Yeah, okay, it started yesterday. People were saying, we're hearing this man in the bathtub, his name's Elkhart, and he's talking about the next step. And in my religion, the next step is step off a stool, okay? You know what I'm saying there?
Oh, my God.
That's right, Father.
No, I don't know what you're saying there.
I think you do.
So you're saying these people, their religion, some suicide religion?
Oh, my God. They
did. Yeah, they did. They said the next step, it's going to be, I thought you said you're in the gym.
I'm sorry, I'm at the track.
Oh, great. Okay. Why did you say you were at the track?
I'm sorry. I'm trying to blow off a little bit of steam, Phil.
What track are you at?
Why do you care?
What track are you at, Father?
I'm at Los Alamitos.
The quarter horses. Jesus.
Hey, let me tell you something, Hall. You're the one who's got his ass parked in a bathtub right now, and you're no good to anyone, all right? I'm fielding these complaints from people who think we're at the end of the world. And I don't think...
Okay, so we'll reboot there.
Well, but, you know, they're obviously very excited, Phil. I wouldn't hang up on them.
No, but reboot. Okay, Bud?
Yeah, Father McQuarters and Mr. Hall. Hi, it's Bud Dickman. Yeah. I did. It turned out to be a wart. Give me the phone, will you? Are you guys there or not? Hello?
Yeah, I'm right here, Phil.
Father McQuarters here, Phil, yes.
Okay. I'm taking you guys seriously, but when you tell me, Father McQuarters, you're in the gym and you're working out and you're actually at the track...
I'm sorry, okay? Like I said, it's been very pressure-packed here for the last 48 to 24, I forget what it is.
24 hours.
All right, 24 hours. Since Elkhart, the next step, revealed that he's going to be elevated. Now, I had an awful lot of my parishioners say, who is this Phil Henry? I said, he's a very good man. I know him personally. And he does a bit of a comedy show. And I said, And sometimes he has religion. And they said, well, who is this Elkhart, the next step, who promises that he's going to be elevated? Do you understand we're in the end times? And I said, this is Mrs. Wozenbat. And I said, Mrs. Wozenbat, you better back away from me. I ain't kidding you.
Why'd you tell her that?
She's always in my office talking about the end times, the end of the world, and everything else.
Let me say something to you, okay? Are you still in your bathtub? Yes, I am, Father.
All right.
Let me say this. I got from the advertisers and listeners, the advertisers, that they're getting hit by your listeners are saying Elkhart, the next step, is a very subversive, demonic, it's satanic, you know?
No, come on, will you?
No, I know that, but they don't know that. They're saying it's satanic, and they don't want their kids listening to it. They think this guy Elkhart is something, he comes right out of a, they think he comes straight out of a furnace or something. They don't know where he's from. They think he's real different, a real oddball, okay? So all I'm trying to say is, what's that?
The race is getting off now. It's a sixth race, okay? I got 20 mule team across the board.
That's nice.
Well,
Father McQuarters, we want to talk about this, okay, and not be at the horse race.
I'm sorry. Sorry. Wait a minute, here we go. Yeah. Come on.
Father McQuarters, can we talk about this?
Yeah, hold on, Phil. Come on, will you?
Hey, McQuarters, I think you're going to lose. Shut up. Shut your filthy... Hold on. Yeah. Come on.
What horse are you rooting for?
20 mule team. Come on. Come on, baby. Come on. Go to the whip. Oh, fuck this.
You know something, Father McQuarters? I'm trying to get something dumb here. Done here, okay? You're trying to be dumb here.
I'm trying to get something done here. You're the one sitting in a bathtub, my friend. Yes. And I'm trying to relate to Phil. The very thing you were relating to him is that this guy, Elkhart, the next step, is a menace.
all I want you to say, all I want you to know is many of our listeners and many of his listeners and many of my parishioners feel that we're at the end of the world, Phil. They feel that God and Jesus is going to come down to judge them. And he may find some of them not so fitting. What happened?
Buster Crab.
Oh.
You know, Father, you're really not winning any friends here with your language and hanging out at the track when you're talking about something as serious as, what, the Antichrist?
Yes, I do. I think Elcott's the Antichrist, okay? You're not kidding, are you?
No, I'm not.
Well, what do you think, David? All I know is I got an advertiser problem, and some of the listeners think the guy's a real weirdo. They think he's an oddball. They want him off the radio.
All right, well, here's the short answer. I'm not taking him off. We have a promotion coming up with him elevating to overlord.
Don't you understand? People are at risk of losing their everlasting soul. That's right, Phil.
I thought you're the... What, since when are you the priest?
I'm just telling you what Father McCord is saying.
I'm telling you, Phil, I fear for the souls, the everlasting souls, you listeners, and you, Phil, for you to embrace this. This guy, is, as David G. Hall just said, he's an oddball. He's a real weirdo from way back. And when you got a weird ass like this on your soul, talking about he's expelling gas, talking about making love to a woman on a derrick floor, here, what's this next race?
Will you knock it off with the horse race?
Okay. Well, no, what we're saying is Elcott has served his purpose. Get him out of there, because you've got listeners, Phil, who find him to be offensive to their religion, offensive to their spiritual lives, their spiritual well-being, and offensive to the very souls that they have.
Well said, well said. So I would ask you, Phil, if nothing else, to take a 24-hour moratorium at Elcott.
He's only on once a week.
See, this guy's been on every day this past 2 weeks, it seems.
No, he has not.
Well, I would ask you to suspend his show for 1 week until we get a grip, until we get a real good, firm grip, and give it a squeeze. And sort of look in its face as we give it a squeeze to see what it's doing. And
okay, what do you want me to do?
We want you. Are you okay?
No, I'm not.
We want you, Phil, to take Elcott the next step off for at least a week.
Not going
to
happen.
You guys have got to be kidding. You know the kind of show that Phil does, and Elcott is not the Antichrist.
How do you know?
Elcott.
How do you know that Elcott is not the Antichrist?
This sounds as asinine a thing as I've ever heard in my life.
We're just telling you what the listeners and what his parishioners are saying. This Elcott... Phil, I'm afraid I'm going to hell.
What?
I don't know. I've been scared lately.
Don't worry about it, David. You're not going to hell. You're not going to burn in hell. I'll see to it that your everlasting soul is protected, my boy.
I was trying to think about it, you know?
Yeah?
I thought about Elcott. It's not a religion, really. It's a cult. Talking about being elevated, I'm sitting to let happen.
Will you butch up, Hall?
I'm butching up, okay? The best way I can.
David, if you really are that frightened, Phil, why don't you just pull it off the air for a week? All right, I will. Okay?
What are you talking about, man? What a chicken stuff. Take it off for a week?
Yeah, you know what, Phil? I agree with the kid for once.
What do you mean? I think you're doing the right thing.
Phil, I want to thank you so much, Phil, for doing that, okay? I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what kind of world we're going to be living in. But I got a bunch of people gathering at the front gates of my office trying to tell me that the Antichrist has been on your show.
Oh, they're morons, okay? I'll take a show off for a week, okay? But we got a promotion that we're going to continue doing, and I am not going to stop the promotion, and I'm not going to take him off the air. I'll take him off for a week.
So you will take him off for a week and at least reflect on how weird-ass he is with his expelling gas and the dirt floor. What is that?
See, that's the thing, man. It scares me. Okay?
David, butch up a little bit, okay?
All right.
What scares you?
The whole idea that he's making love, he's shagging ass, Gloria Grover.
And her name, she uses her maiden name occasionally, Gloria Grubner. You know, Satan went by many names, Phil. Beelzebub, Lucifer, Blununu.
What? He did not.
I'm making that name up, but I know he went by at least three names. Okay?
And so Gloria Grover going by all these names makes her satanic.
Yes, it does. Absolutely it does.
Well, all we're asking, yes, take him off the air for a week. God. My nut sack.
What's wrong with your nut sack?
Don't worry about it. I'll take I'll take him off for a week.
It sounded like you were pausing, but you were actually belching, right?
Yes, I was.
See, that's the thing.
All right. Thank you very much, gentlemen. And I think that, and I'm very disappointed in both of you for trying to affect the programming of my show. Then why are you taking off for a week? Why are you doing that, Phil? Just to give it a rest. I don't know. Just...
Because he cares what people think, okay? And he cares what I'm going through.
What are you going through, man? You sound like you're about to burst into tears.
I don't know. I don't know what the world holds. I just don't. Maybe the end of the world's upon us.
The end of the world is upon us, David. And God will judge you. You better make sure that your soul isn't black, as I'm sure it is right now. You're the one that's been horse racing. That's not against the creed of God. You got that horse racing.
Thank you, gentlemen, for a whole lot of paranoid bull stuff. And Elcott is not the Antichrist, but we'll go ahead and pull him off the air for a week.
I think you're making a big mistake.
Yeah, me too.
I think you're doing the right thing.
Thank you very much.
Sure, David.
Thank you, Phil. Phil, are you there?
Well?
Well, what?
Well, you see what your two bandmates here think, and you know what I think, and I don't know why...
You did it, Phil. You promised to take him off the air for a week.
I realize he's weird. I realize that some people may take offense. I know that he was a little bit out of bounds yesterday on the show. I don't like playing to these religious kooks.
Then why are you doing it, Phil? You're just like every other guy. They're talking about how they don't like all that pressure from the religious groups. They don't like all the censorship. They don't like all this stuff. But they wind up and they go ahead and censor their own people anyway. You're just like all those radio guys you used to work for. They used to tell me about.
No, I'm not, okay? No, I'm not. I care about the show.
No, you don't.
Got to keep Elcott on, Mr. Henry.
I just promised those two nitwits.
David is worried for... You heard him. He's worried for his everlasting soul, Phil.
Oh, my ass. There's something going on with that guy. And as far as Father McQuarters goes, I don't know what's up with him.
He's a priest of God.
He's a priest of God, Phil. He's a priest of God, and he doesn't want it on his conscience, and he doesn't want the stain on the slacks of immortality.
What's that?
What is this? What are the slacks of immortality?
That's just what he... In other words, he doesn't want the stain... of supporting Elcott to be upon his everlasting soul. He doesn't want the stain right there.
What are you talking about?
I'm talking about Elcott being a stain.
Yeah, stain on the crotch of man.
I'm going to kill
you. No, no, you're not, because you aren't even explaining yourself.
That's what I mean, yes.
Elcott is a stain.
That's what he thinks is happening. And I agree.
Elcott is a stain on the crotch of man.
Look at him. Look at him.
Yeah, you are. You're laughing, Mr. Henry.
You are, Phil.
Of course I am. Yes, of course I am.
You're the one taking him off the air.
And congratulations, Phil, as well you should. If you saw mankind walking down the street and you saw a big glaring stain on the crotch of mankind's slacks, wouldn't you offer to dab it with a wet cloth?
No, I wouldn't.
What a selfish ass.
If I saw mankind walking down the street... and he had a stain on the crotch of his slacks, wouldn't I offer to dab at it with a wet cloth? Is that what you said?
Yes, I did, and you're repeating it like I'm the biggest moron that ever crawled up out of a... Well?
No, you're not, Margaret.
I'll do it. World-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry. In fact, in the background, that's Phil singing. Isn't that great? Executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One. There he is.
That guy stinks.
Yeah, he does.
If you saw mankind...
Don't keep playing it back, Phil.